It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
It is a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily
the News.
Where suddenly we became the only ones with access to the Pentagon after all this.
Let's start right out.
Pretty interesting.
Hey, what happened?
Good morning, our Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section. Let us know. Twinkie. Fake Twinkie. Will it float? You tell us. Tonight's lead story is that, according to the Washington Post, President Trump says he has authorized covert CIA action in Venezuela.
Oh.
Good news about this is we get to hear President Trump say the word Venezuela a lot more. That's going to be fun. And announcing covert missions is an interesting move on that.
MAGA!
Yeah. And then he continued to bemoan the Time magazine cover, continuing to say the picture may be the worst of all time taken and the worst cover of all time on Time magazine in their history, saying angles, camera angles matter.
Yes,
well,
they do.
Not for not necessarily
not
the news.
Not necessarily the news.
Just point it down anywhere you want. See, look. Having fun with cameras.
So it is a very disappointing day in country music. Uh-huh. This is because Post Malone, who is now claiming country.
Yeah.
Reportedly dating Kim Kardashian.
Whoa. That's weird.
I know.
Okay.
She's telling friends that he's funny, kind, totally unfazed by celebrity, and they get one another on a deeper level. Meanwhile, Kim is suffering through life. She admits in a new interview that she really wishes she knew more of the simple things that matter, like how much to pay for a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
For other pressing news, back to you, Ken.
Thank you. Careful, Posty, that puts you in the Kanye circle.
Oh.
Post Malone the Pete Davidson of music?
Maybe.
Keith Urban canceled an upcoming stop on his tour that just rolled through North Texas. It's going to be this upcoming Thursday. He's doing these on Thursdays, I've noticed. But Greenville, South Carolina has been axed and refunded the money and probably rescheduled at some point or anything like that. And he says has to be on complete vocal rest by his doctor.
Uh-oh.
So it is Keith Urban saying, I'm so sorry to have to cancel my upcoming show. In a statement, I know all the logistics it takes for people to get to concerts. He says, I've never taken any of that or any of you for granted. So looking forward to get back on there. So he's got an upcoming show in Nashville in about a week and a half. And we'll see if he makes that or not. But vocal rest for Keith Urban. Of course, the way this story was reported on the internet. First statement in public from Keith Urban after divorce news. That's...
I know.
That's how AI wrote it.
And I will say, after seeing Keith Urban, it's so nice. Like, he'll thank you. He'll say, I know how hard it is. You've hired babysitters. You've traveled for this. It's very gracious.
He knows about camera angles.
I bet he knows how much a gallon of milk costs, too. Does he know about Nicole Kidman? Well, she may be gearing up for a retread romance. Rumors are swirling that friends want her to hit up her ex-fiance. That would be one Lenny Kravitz. Say she needs more fun. He's perfect for the job, and their red-hot chemistry never left. In other breaking news, her other ex, Tom Cruise, is now Splitsville with the actress Anna
really?
De Armas. Yeah,
wow, that...
they're better off as friends. Yeah. So, there's that. There's options.
Just started semi-caring about that relationship.
Well, see, you can't really care because most people break up between 6 and 12 months, and it was 9 months.
Isn't it cuffing season anyway? They'll find somebody new. Speaking of, according to one online petition, they want somebody new for the upcoming 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, and it is the King George Strait. Of course, Bad Bunny is the slated halftime performer. And evidently, Jay-Z is not happy about this, that nobody technically officially asked Taylor Swift to do it.
Oh.
Because he's in charge of finding the halftime show.
It's the Rock Nation.
So they ended up with Bad Bunny. But the petition now is on there for George Strait to do it.
I like it.
So, yeah, it's got about 25, maybe 30,000 signatures at this point. So, but George may be announcing something else. And it's a bit of a throwback. We'll dive into that in the flashback. But he posted a picture from one of his old George Strait Music Festival tour posters yesterday. And that would be amazing. I'd check yes surprise. On that one.
Yes!
Thank you.
So you want a relatively simple way to get ahead at work? Well, yes! It is
what?
National Bosses Day.
National Bosses Day.
Hello, Mark Phillips. Hey. Well, the key may not be showing up early, staying late, or even advancing your education. Why not just go fishing off the company pier?
What?
They say that dating the boss can result in a 6% raise. Mm-hmm. Very lucrative. The bad part, just be careful. It could also wind up in an 18% pay cut if things go bad.
Okay. Well, I just stuck to the coworker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
Knock three times. Good morning, Al.
No, that'll freak her out.
Exactly. What's up, Mark Phillips, baby?
I mean, maybe other people are interested. In an unrelated study and survey, language experts, and I think we've heard this before, too. Language experts say that the southern accent, I do declare, is disappearing. Juan Heather Lee, the southern accent is going by the by and by. And then they heard Lainey Wilson.
Because ain't nobody sent me any gum.
And we're fine.
Mm-mm, nobody.
And then finally, Selena Gomez, North Texan, says that about her recent wedding, that after it, she sobbed. Broke down and crying because whenever Selena Gomez said something good happens, she's always waiting for something awful to follow.
Oh.
Yeah, you're married now. I mean, that's
very on brand.
You're there for it.